Todd, for people who don't know just what it is you do for Epic, why don't you start out and give us a description of the type of work you're doing for the organization?
Well, my actual title is an account executive. The main goal of my job is I visit producer member plants that are members of Epic, and I disseminate information to them about what we're doing in different parts of their country so that they know where their dues are, what they're being used for. I also visit members or non-member plants, tell them what we're doing, and then try to get them to be members of ours as well. In conjunction with that, such as with the show today, it's a great venue for us to talk to industry sponsors and affiliates, and try to get. That's another part of our budget is getting in, getting membership from these people that are, have booths here. So I've been doing a lot of networking the last couple of days here.
Well, this show is bigger than it has been in the past. Attendance here is a record for the ACE convention. So I would assume that there are a lot of good prospective members and a lot of members here. I noticed walking around that are proudly displaying their Epic membership. What is the type of feedback you've been getting from members that you've run into here?
Our members have been just absolutely fantastic. And I'd hate to start naming names, but the Fremont Industry people, A&B, Invensys, Novozymes, they all proudly fly the E logo. And just getting the word out there about that has helped us immensely as far as people stopping by our booth saying, I want to be part of your team too. Tell us about Epic. How can I join? It really helps our whole industry reaching our final goal of increasing the demand for ethanol. The members that we have right now do a better job of selling than anyone for Epic ever can, because people go to them and say, What do you do? What does Epic do for you? And they tell them. We get nothing but positive feedback from all our members, and we can't thank them enough because we can't do what we do without them.
Is there anything about Epic that you think they find most interesting, intriguing, or beneficial that kind of top of the mind, especially with those who have been members for a while?
Well, dealing with the ethanol industry, we always try to promote ethanol as being good for your car, good for America, good for the environment. The people in the ethanol industry already know that for the most part. But a lot of the intriguing parts, I think, to them is our involvement with the IndyCar series. That's kind of a national stage that we've been blessed to be able to have to get the word out. And that's what they kind of tend to talk about. We don't have our IndyCar simulator here or a show car at all this time. We want to also stress that we, the environmental side of things, and we don't want people to think that we just are about the IndyCar series. But that seems to be like what a lot of the members like to talk about, and it is a lot of fun, and IndyCar series has been invaluable for us to spread the word about ethanol and its performance aspects.
What would you most want prospective members to know about Epic?
I guess prospective members, if we're asking them to help fund our budget, I want them to know what it's going for, what the final product is, what our goal is. Our goal is to, increase the consumer demand, to fight a lot of the negative publicity that's out there that you read about in the papers and magazines and here on TV on a very regular basis. And then we're out there to get the truth out, and we're going to help the whole industry. What their goal is to make money as a business. That's their bottom line. We help them. Actually, when they have the E logo on their shirts and they want to go talk to a prospective plant or a customer and say, I'm vested. That E means I'm vested in the ethanol industry. I'm concerned about the final output, and I am on board with Epic and what they're about. That's what I like to try to get across to people.
So in the time that you've been working for Epic, and I know it's not that long, just how do you feel about working for this organization and what they're doing and the mission?
Well, the organization is fantastic. Epic has a great group of people on staff. Very hardworking. We're a pretty skinny operation. We don't have a lot of people. Our overhead is pretty low. And I feel good about that, too, because the dollars that are coming into us are being used to disseminate the information across the country. Also, I feel great about working for the industry. It's such a feel-good industry for what we do. Making air better for people to breathe, lowering our dependence on foreign oil. It doesn't matter if people are members of ours or not. If people are in big oil and don't care for the ethanol industry at all, we're still making their lives better. And that just makes me feel good at the end of the day that the efforts I'm putting forth are helping everybody, whether they are with us or not.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Todd Larson, who works with members for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.